And it was my brother, of whom we heard tonight, who showed me the way into Pentecost. And when I saw the light that God had promised to baptize me with the Holy Ghost, it was so stupendously wonderful to my soul. I got frightened. I thought, I wonder if it hurts. I was a kid. But I would pray. Most of my praying I had to do after midnight. And I remember how I'd kneel in that cold room, waiting on the Lord every night after working hours, at least an hour or two, waiting upon the Lord. And I knew he had promised to baptize me with the Holy Ghost. And you know, sometimes it was very, very hard to pray. Very difficult. Get up an hour ahead of time in the morning to have at least an hour alone with God before going to work, and then getting bawled out by my mother for not having gone to sleep the night before. She thought I was going to die. It was hard work, but I had the promise of God. Thank God. And I was not going to go to heaven without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I had no help. No help. As soon as our Dickens found out that I was seeking the baptism, they came around with their mouth smelling like a tobacco factory. Says, you better be careful. You're getting into fanaticism. That's the only time they cared about my soul. But oh, Jesus cared. Jesus cared. Jesus cared. Thank God. And it was so good and so healthy for me to pray through, to defy all hell and all feelings of tiredness. And when I didn't feel like it, sometimes I didn't feel like praying at all, but I stuck to my prayer because God had promised. And what would my loss be if I hadn't stuck to it? God promised. God told me what he wanted to do. God said what he wanted to do, not because I was worthy, but he said, you don't amount to anything until you're filled with the Holy Ghost. I need you. I must have you. And thank God, God was able to.